From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's aggression in Ukraine was the focus of talks between President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G7 summit in Germany. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from the summit site.
In the two leaders' meeting, talks focused largely on how to move forward after a year of sanctions has failed to stop Russia's channeling of weapons and personnel to separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. With those sanctions set to expire in the next 2 months and violence flaring once again in Ukraine, President Obama is trying to get European leaders to agree on extending them. U.S. officials say Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel agreed that an extension of sanctions should be clearly linked to Russia's full implementation of its agreements to withdraw from Ukraine and respect its sovereignty. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the G7 summit in Germany.
Turkey's ruling party lost its absolute majority in parliament on Sunday in a stunning electoral defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid to rewrite the country's constitution. That would be to create a presidential democracy that would expand his powers. Mr. Erdogan had been seeking a two-thirds majority in the 550-seat parliament to create a presidential republic. But with virtually all votes tallied, unofficial results showed his Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party, the AKP, winning 41% of the vote, well down from the almost 50% it won 4 years ago. An international flotilla rescued nearly 6,000 migrants from rickety boats in the Mediterranean over the weekend, with the total number of mostly Middle Eastern and African migrants seeking a better life in Europe approaching 50,000 so far this year. More than 1,800 have perished in the attempt to cross the Mediterranean Sea. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced in the oil refinery town of Baiji on Sunday in a bid to reclaim the area from Islamic State forces for the second time. Military officials said government troops gained ground in the city's center. Baghdad took back Baiji once last year before losing it again to the militants, militant fighters targeting oil production sites in Iraq and Syria, using the revenue from sales to fund an expansionist agenda in both countries in the face of the opposition from the Iraqi military, paramilitary groups, the Kurdish militias, Syrian rebels, and a daily U.S.-led air campaign. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni capital on Sunday killed at least 44, including civilians, happened 1 week before the scheduled start of peace talks between the rival political factions. The bombings targeted the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces and the Houthi rebel-held capital, Sana'a. Houthis seized Sana'a in a months-long campaign that began back in September. Since then, political instability and clashes between pro-government and pro-rebel factions have combined with the Saudi-led attacks plunged that country into a deep humanitarian crisis. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi sealed a landmark agreement with Bangladesh to exchange tiny enclaves where thousands of people from both countries have been trapped for decades. Anjana Pasricha has our report.
About 50,000 people have been living in miserable conditions in the more than 160 enclaves for decades. Now each country will administer the enclaves in its territory, and their residents will be allowed to choose where they want to live. This will enable them to gain legal access to public services, such as schools and hospitals, for the first time. The land boundary agreement solves a problem that has lingered on since colonial days. After signing the pact in Dhaka, Prime Minister Modi compared the agreement with the dismantling of the Berlin Wall. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Voters in Luxembourg on Sunday rejected a referendum on giving voting rights to foreign-born residents. About 80% of the voters cast a no ballot even after Prime Minister Xavier Bettel urged them to vote yes. He said it would enhance Luxembourg's democracy and diversity. Many of those who voted no said they feared losing political and economic influence to foreign-born nationals. Turning to some sports news, at the French Open in Paris, in the men's finals on Sunday, an upset of number one Novak Djokovic by number eight Stan Wawrinka. The sets went 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, and 6-4. Back on Saturday, the women's title went to Serena Williams, her 20th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.